This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Excellent song choice. Kick out the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. What are you laughing?
Because before you got on earlier, Jimmy was playing all this 1984 music. And I said, Jimmy, Hawk's not here. You could play something else. You don't have to tend to his music liking. We have a black guest on. He plays a hip hop song. Next segment, we go right back to the to
what
the
did he play for Isaiah? I didn't even notice. What? Oh, yeah, you played Naughty by Nature, didn't you?
Yeah. So,
well, you pander. Jimmy, you pander.
Jimmy, I'm black. You can pander to me one segment of show.
Next time Isaiah comes on, Jimmy, play the Friends theme song because it's from the Rembrandts. It's a hit song. Make that his song. Someone write that down.
He didn't even know what cream soda was, but he wasn't gonna leave me alone.
Funny, man. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour right here on 104.3 FM WQAM Miami Sports Leader. Tonight at Funky Buddha, it's Monday night. That means trivia with Dan Day. So you want to have a little fun with Dan Day and play a little trivia, win some Funky Buddha prizes. You can do that tonight at the Tap Room in Oakland Park. Just looking on their Instagram to see if I'm missing anything. Now, they had Rum Day last Saturday, live music over the weekends. But trivia tonight at Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park with Dan Day. Let's get a quick look at the headlines. I want to give away Marlins tickets. We're going to have to give them away this hour. You know, Thursday, we've got a pair of tickets to give away for a meet and greet with Seth Jones from the Panthers. Ooh. At Palm Beach Autographs at the mall at Wellington Green. So if you want to win that, make sure you're listening to us on Thursday. I saw a video of Aaron Ekblad at Huey Magoo's in Boca over the weekend, and they still are a draw, these Panthers players. They still have people coming out to see them. There was no shortage of folks to see Aaron Ekblad. So we're going to have, again, on Thursday, a pair of tickets for a meet and greet with Seth Jones at Palm Beach Autographs at the mall at Wellington Green. So make sure you're listening for that. Marlins tickets every day this week. We haven't given them away yet, so we will just keep listening. Headlines, quick look, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Just because we had brought it up in the previous hour, I just saw Adam Schefter was on ESPN, and he said there's an increasing feeling that the Browns will carry all four of the quarterbacks on their 53-man roster this year.
Well, what a disaster they created for themselves. I mean, just what an absolute disaster they've created for themselves.
After every game, Joe Flacco's starting and playing, and now we have to talk about Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. And then as soon as they release the depth chart, now it's an argument again. They've made some bad decisions in Cleveland.
If they're going to carry four, though, that means they have to carry them on the active roster?
53, yeah.
Wow.
You know what? Well, no, they paid all of them. Because they can't let the young – they can't put the young guys on practice squad, and they paid Pickett already, and Joe right. Flacco's the starter.
It just eats up a roster spot.
They're going to have to carry four – there's going to be four people standing there with headphones on. That's crazy.
How about this? It's like, all right, we think we could be done with the Deshaun Watson situation. Let's move on. Let's forget about bad decisions that we've made at quarterback. And now you've got four – none of them spectacular. Like, just what a disaster.
Silly.
Mike McDaniel spoke in the 3 o'clock hour today to media via Zoom. And I'll just give you a quick, like, little spark notes of what he had to say. Devon Achane won't practice this week. They want to be cautious. Zach Sealer with his undisclosed injury. They expect him back at practice this week. Ethan Bonner left the game on Saturday versus Detroit. He was limping off the field. He started as a cornerback that game. He has a hamstring injury, will be out weeks. And Mike McDaniel spoke about the cornerback's room. He was pressed a little bit by the local media in attendance, and he defended the cornerback's room.
Okay.
He better defend them because they're not defending anybody else.
I mean, again, untenable situation. What's he going to do? Oh, yeah, we've seen through two games that we're very weak at cornerback. I mean, you know, that's more Chris Greer than Mike McDaniel. You, Mike McDaniel, Anthony Weaver, they have to say we love our guys and whatever. It's, you know, I mean.
Yeah. Yes.
Los Marlins begin a homestand tonight. They're back in town. They got the Cardinals. First pitch is at 6:40. Yuri will be on the mound tonight.
All right.
Hey, this has been going viral on a couple different podcasts over the past couple weeks or so. Just figured I'd toss up the question to the show. What do you consider the four major cities in the United States?
Oh, that's easy. New York, Chicago, L.A. Boca.
New York, LA, Miami. I mean, all the ones up for an argument. You can't flat
Chicago's
out say Chicago.
Not up for an argument.
Yeah.
Chicago's the second biggest city in the country. It's New York and Chicago. Biggest, they call Chicago the second city because it's right next to New York.
What how did you word the question, Solana?
The four biggest? Major cities. No, major, not population. Doesn't have to be in terms of population. Ooh. Like when you think of tourists in wherever, Europe, South
Vegas.
America, Asia, they say,
right,
where do you want to go?
I would really do New York, Chicago, LA, and Vegas.
I go Miami over Chicago.
That's ridiculous.
The bean.
Yeah. I mean, you happen to be wrong on that. I don't know if this is opinion or fact.
No, it's opinion. I mean, yeah. I believe it's factually it's Chicago, Miami's. Yeah. Well, I believe factually
Miami
Miami's
has
a
to
part
be
of this list.
The beaches. Yeah, the beaches, the weather. Yeah, New York is New York. That's on the list. Yeah, L.A., Vegas, Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago. Chicago is the biggest major city in the Midwest.
But what do you go to Chicago to do?
You're joking, right? I mean, you're joking.
Like, do they have like the New York has the the shows and all that.
Right.
I mean, you're suggesting
like what Chicago
doesn't
have
a theater district. You can't be serious with this.
Oh, I'm serious. On. Like, it's Chicago?
Are you joking?
Nobody goes to Chicago says, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go to the theater district in Chicago.
Oh, my God. You go there to see shows. You go to Second City to see comedy. Like, it's honestly, I can't even have this conversation.
This is a childhood bias, Hux. Nobody's.
Yeah.
You're coming over from overseas and say, oh, I got to hit this Chicago.
Yes.
No, Hawk, you're wrong on this one.
All right.
Maybe when Derrick Rose was there. Maybe. What do you got? You got the bean. You got overrated pizza that makes your jaw hurt by the time you're finished eating it. Well, and then I mean, what else?
Do some jaw exercises then.
Oh, okay. Yeah, your jaw's well. Your jaw's in good enough shape, huh?
Well, I'm telling you, I don't have a pain situation after I eat a slice of pizza. I don't know what's going on in your mouth.
I think it's too much exercise.
Your jaw's fatigued.
And would any of you, you know, just spitballing here, be interested in breast milk ice cream?
Would I be interested in breast milk ice cream? What kind of toppings we have?
You're mulling it over? Breast milk's nasty.
You know?
Yeah.
You have kids. How do you know?
I'm not. Listen, I'm not nursing, but.
How long did you know? How long did Pauline know?
So y'all weren't nursing in the fourth grade? Couldn't wait to get home.
I am Boy, so were my school lunches embarrassing.
No, you know, you get the little pump milk and you put on your tongue to make sure it's warm, you know, not too hot. I've tasted breast milk and it's not sweet. It's not.
I don't think I ever tasted it. No.
Well, I don't have kids yet, but I'm gonna taste it.
You good. Hawk tasted it.
I tasted it.
The DJ, did he breastfeed?
He did not.
Oh, okay. So you didn't have just breast milk sitting around.
We did not. Very few instances for me to taste it.
Yeah, I'm not getting colostrum. You throw a little breast milk on your tongue to make sure it's not that hot.
Was this apropos of anything? Because out of the blue, you go, "Hey, how would you guys feel about ice cream breast milk?" And then there's been no story.
No, I was just thinking about it. I was just figuring I'd spitball you.
He was putting a business plan together. He wants us to invest.
This was his marketing group. All right, anything else, Solana?
Now there is a company, a store in New York City that, you know, they went viral or they created breast milk ice cream. But the real story is they've made ice cream that they claim tastes like breast milk. So they got the social media run out of
So there is no actual breast milk in it. It's supposed to taste like it.
Right. Yeah. It's not actually made with human breast milk. But again, like their campaign didn't specify that. So all the people, I'm surprised you guys didn't see this. Maybe we have different algorithms. But
yeah, you're creep.
A large breast milk community.
Yeah. Weather from Kendall right now. It's looking a little cloudy. I know in the rest of South Florida, it is hot. It's been in the 90s today. So stay cool. That's your weather.
All right. In the next segment, we will give away Marlins tickets. We'll talk a little more Dolphins and what went on today. Look ahead as well. So do not go anywhere, but you can win Marlins tickets for this Saturday. It's Beer Fest at Lone Depot Park. So make sure you're listening in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
What about FD Florida and FD Sun?
How about FU?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I'm talking about the Buggles. Video killed the radio star. I mean, this is such my wheelhouse, Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy. We were jamming with Inner City Atlanta with this back in the day.
Jimmy, who has sent you Zelles? I can't remember if I send you Zelles or Venmo just about every Friday for doing such great work lately.
You did.
Yeah. How many Zelles or Venmos you get from Crowder?
Zero.
Yeah, keep playing the 80s music, Jimmy. Butter your bread.
Doesn't that bastard get a salary?
Butter your bread. Yeah, but he's doing Solana's job now. Solana tapped out, so I feel like Jimmy's got to get a little bonus every week.
Man, Jimmy, I didn't know you were a volunteer. Man, my bad. I'll send you something.
Yeah, 5 o'clock hour is paid. The Funky Buddha happy hour. That's right. Tell him, damn right, Crowder, send me something. Stop damn yapping. Right, Crowder, send me something. Yeah.
Damn. All right, I'll give you something next time I see you.
5 o'clock. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Trivia tonight with Dan Day at Funky Buddha. Before we get into it a little bit here and give away Marlins tickets,
have to be tempered because they're not go compete with Buffalo to win the division. Instead, it's like, well, let's see if we can sneak in as a wild card team and turn some heads. And I wanted this year to be, let's go try to win the Super Bowl, or at the very least, let's go try to win multiple playoff games. I don't think that's a legitimate possibility, but I'm with where we were on Friday. The idea that this team is going to be a dumpster fire, they're going to win four games, Mike McDaniel's going to lose his job week five. Like, I'm not there at all. I think this team, if Tua stays healthy, we talked about it a little bit before you jumped on today, Hawk. As long as Tua is healthy, which is always the big if here, I think this team is good. I genuinely do. Even with the cornerback room really being as thin as it is, I still think they're going to put up points. And I still think Tua to Tyreek and to Waddle is one of the best offensive attacks in the NFL.
But is that positive? You're by far the most positive on this show, Hawk. Is the positive 10-7? Because that's like Solana said, that's a good team.
Well, listen, when you have Buffalo in your division, again, I know Solana's using the word tempered as if it's a huge negative towards the organization. But I use it in a grander sense of when Michael Jordan was playing for the Bulls, everyone had to temper their expectations. If you're in a division with Kansas City, you have to temper. I mean, if you're in the AFC, you have to temper your expectations, only because it doesn't really matter where KC ends up in the playoff seedings. You feel like they're a potential Super Bowl team. Same thing with Buffalo. So I do think you have to temper stuff. I don't think they could be a dumpster fire unless they get injured, just injured, yeah, more injured. ESPN did a ceiling and a floor for every team in the NFL, according to, you know, what they look at. What's the best possible scenario and what's the worst possible scenario? For the Dolphins, ESPN has the ceiling at 11-6. Now, if they were 11-6, you'd have to argue that that's a hell of a season.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And they're going to the playoffs as a wild card.
And probably.
We're right where we've been.
But that kind of stuff, like, to me, you can't account for, oh, well, we didn't have someone that was better than Josh Allen. Like that, I mean, you know, Josh Allen's come around once in a blue moon. So to me, if you're 11-6 or 10-7, like, that's a heck of a season. I'll tell you what ESPN wrote just as an aside. They say, and by the way, they have the floor as 6-11.
I'll ride with that.
Which I could actually see, again, if things go poorly. Mm-hmm. They say the biggest X factor is the secondary. Can the Dolphins secondary hold up behind a strong front seven? Miami shouldn't have trouble pressuring quarterbacks this season with Jalen Phillips, Bradley Chubb, Chop Robinson, and Zach Sealer all healthy in training camp. Maybe you had Matthew Judon, too. Behind them, safety Minka Fitzpatrick leads a secondary that replaces four of its five starters from last season. The Dolphins' cornerbacks are young and unproven, but their inexperience could be mitigated by what should be a proficient pass rush, which is kind of what we've talked about, that, hey, maybe your front seven is so strong that it gives a little extra flexibility to your secondary, which they're going to need. I mean, there's no question. I made the most innocuous statement of I'm pretty cool with Storm Duck as a cornerback, and you'd have thought that I suggested the Dolphins were going to win the Super Bowl based on your guys' reaction. And I didn't say he was an all-pro, and I didn't say that he was the next coming of Jalen Ramsey. All I said was, I'm kind of okay with Storm Duck at cornerback. And you thought that, I mean, you, the way you guys reacted was I had said the most outlandish thing in the history of watching Dolphins football. So that shows you what people think of the Dolphins secondary. If just that statement generates that.
He's no Sam Madison, I'll tell you that much.
Right. But I didn't say that. All I said was, hey, I'm kind of cool with Storm Duck back there. Didn't say he was
what?
The greatest. Yeah. It was crazy. Now, I temper it all with Chris Cody has just DM'd me, we're going to stink. So, you know, it can go kind of all kinds of ways, according to fans and broadcasters.
You know what? To be positive, because I am negative, Ollie Gordon, a big back now.
Me, if you can come out of training camp and preseason games and go, hey, I think we got someone here, although we've done that with Skylar Thompson. Yes. But, you know, if you can come out, honestly, if you can come out of training camp and preseason games and go, you know what? I think we got something here at running back.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool, I think.
But even, that's perfect. Even beyond that, like, hey, if Patrick Paul this year is a really good left tackle, hey, you made a great draft pick, right? Yeah. Like, he's going to be given the opportunity to be the left tackle that they drafted him to be as a project behind a veteran last year and now taking that place. I think Kenneth Grant has already proven to you, not that he's going to be a superstar, but that he was a solid pick, high upside, and he's showing you already that he probably can take snaps already as a rookie in that defensive line. Like, there's definitely some really solid picks that Miami has made and some really solid improvement top to bottom on the team. Again, I'm just coming at it with, I wanted it to be more than that. I thought this was going to be a, let's get back to where we were in 2023, pick up where we left off, and let's try to go compete with the best teams in the AFC. And instead, it feels more like a, hey, we've made some lateral moves, and we think we're really improving in certain areas, but we're not considering this to be like the all-in season.
And that's where the question, that's where the 6-11 to 11-6 go. If Patrick Paul can be good, if Austin Jackson's healthy, if Brewer's still there, if the front seven can protect the secondary, if we can get a tight end that's productive, there's a lot of ifs, and all those aren't going to be yeses. So we need a lot more yeses with these question marks.
Anyway, we'll find out more. There's one preseason game left, and then it will be payback day for Xavien Howard and the Indianapolis Colts in week one.
One pick six.
You know, I mean, it's so guaranteed. There has never been a stat line more guaranteed than multiple interceptions from Xavien Howard week one.
Yep.
What is the line on that game? Has it changed at all? Let's see. Because what was it? Weren't they like 2.5-point dogs? Was it one?
I like game one because
Dolphins are favorites.
Anthony
3.5.
What? Anthony Richards.
Oh no! Sorry. They're not. No, that's. I'm looking at the Jags game. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm looking at the Jags game.
Anthony Richardson is not that good, and Daniel Jones is his backup. You should be able to beat
Miami's plus one. It's down to plus one. I love that. I love that plus one. Oh, I just need them to post some player props on that because Tua rushing over. I mean, bet the house.
You know, when they go into when the Dolphins go to play the Bills, they're going to say this is a litmus test to see if you can play with the playoff teams. The Colts game week one is a litmus test to see if you can whoop a bad team. If you struggle with the Colts, the next couple games are about to be ugly.
Right. Especially when you've got 2 weeks to prepare for them. And like, yeah, you should handle them.
Yes. So if we can't whoop the Colts.
I'm watching the Dominique Foxworth podcast just up on my TV screen up here. And I have some white guy on the show named Charlie. And the headline underneath it is Charlie went to Magic City in Atlanta last week. So they've done our bit, except he actually went.
Told you, Charlie, you're went. Safe.
No,
I'll make the call.
I can't go.
I'll make the call, Hawk.
I ask every dancer which show they prefer, Friends or Martin. And the only way I'm going to be satisfied is when I get the answer Friends.
I don't know what the white boy up here talking about.
Hey, do you consider yourself more of a Monica or a Rachel?
That ain't my damn name. You got to go.
Oh, you're a Phoebe. All right, let's give away these Marlins tickets. We've got a 4-pack of Marlins tickets every day this week. This Saturday at Lone Depot Park is Beer Fest.
Yeah.
They do this like once a year, twice a year, maybe. So it's the Blue Jays in town. What caller number do you want to take for the Marlins tickets?
What's number is Drew Smith? Let's go 11.
You stumped Solana.
No idea.
I actually looked it up. I said, how are we going to place Haywood Highsmith 6-3-1 with Drew Smith 5-2-1? We got action. We're reloading.
Drew Smith.
11. Where's 11?
Sure.
Isn't that what Crowder just said?
I'm seeing pictures of 12. 12.
Yeah, I also have 9. You know, his number floats.
This guy says everything emphatically, but then it's like just moves off it in a heartbeat. 11. It's 11. I think it's 12. 12.
I guessed.
All right. Caller 12, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller 12. We'll get 4 Marlins tickets. We'll have 4 more to give away mañana.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I used to spray paint raccoons and see if they come back in my yard after I catch them.
It's a great move. Yeah, little Hendrix. Let's go, Jimmy. 104.3 FM, WQAM. That's a banger. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Larry Bluestein is coming up next. You're looking for something to do tonight. Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Dan Day going to be hosting trivia there tonight. Win some Funky Buddha prizes, like a little tab to use there. Looks like it's happening. Ian Rappaport from NFL Network tweets out, the Dolphins are expected to sign veteran edge Matthew Judon to a 1-year deal. Source said, after a successful visit today, Ian Rappaport editorializes, some help before the season. That's a good addition, man. I don't care what anybody says. You can worry about cornerbacks all you want. You have a chance to add Matthew Judon? Why not? So it looks like it's going to happen for the Dolphins.
Maybe they trade one of the other edge rushers.
That's possible. That is possible.
Yeah.
But 1 year, Matthew Judon, Ian Rappaport says that it is happening. So I think that's good news for the Dolphins. Let me mention Atlantic Men's Clinic before we call it a day. Today, I've mentioned again and again, I'm a believer. And now summer's still here. I mean, I know some people are thinking about school and fall, but it's summer, still a season to feel alive. But if your energy is low or your drive is off, you might be suffering from low testosterone. Getting treated is the first step to feeling your best for all your summer activities. Atlantic Men's Clinic, they're the experts in treating low testosterone and other men's sexual health conditions. What might you be experiencing if you're low T? Decrease in libido, putting on weight, less productivity at the gym, poor sleep. You wake up, you're feeling tired, you fall asleep after dinner. If you're experiencing those symptoms, go to AtlanticMensClinic.com, take the low T quiz on their website, and then schedule a consult. They do your lab work. They have your results within 30 minutes. A Florida licensed medical provider will review your results with you and discuss your options. Then you're on your way. Atlantic Men's Clinic. They've been serving South Florida since 2020. They have successfully treated thousands of men. There's 7 locations now, including their new office in Hollywood. So call them today, 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Monday. Crowder and I are both off tomorrow, but Solana and Jimmy have you covered. So everybody have a great and safe Monday night. Go Marlins. And Solana will speak with you mañana.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.